I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's a 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. When she is lonely, a little bit of Radar Love for Terry Wallace. That was his music request Friday. Keep yours coming through 0433 98 11 16, and we will play your pump up song as play ons from the ad breaks and our news breaks right throughout this week and maybe for the rest of the year, maybe for eternity. If it pumps you up you enjoy it, why not? Let's do it. 0433 98 11 16. Put your name to it so we can dedicate it to you, like we have for Terry there for Duncan Thompson Extensions. From concept to completion, DuncanThompson.com.au. Welcome to you, Terry. Great to have you on.
G'day, Dwayne. How are you going? A little bit of radio love almost, instead of radar love. good old Dutch girl, Dutch band, the Golden Earring. Yeah, they get me pumped up. So now, last time on with you, and obviously we're all waiting to sort of see when footy comes back. Gee, I get the sense that it will probably be, I'm hoping August, but I think it looks more likely to be September before we really sort of see any footy back. But, we've got a lot to go through before all that happens.
So you are a sneaky chance to come back and join us late in the season if we do get a season going. Is that correct or not?
Yeah, look, it's a bit weird because, I mean, this was going to be my last season as a footy, and for the play out as it sort of played out now, we just have to wait and sort of see how everything forms. I was one that sort of said, well, I'll step away from the organisation while this period's going on. I mean, if it helps save somebody who's just starting their careers and maybe keep somebody else in a position. I suppose I've been lucky enough to have footy as part of my life the whole way through, so it'll make it a little bit more awkward, a little bit more difficult over the next 4 or 5 months, and then we just have to sort of see how it all plays out. I'd love to come back and finish the year if it's a properly finished and organised season, but again, there's plenty that needs to play out, and the business has to look after those that are, as I said, starting their journeys.
So you're going to put some stuff in the vault for me today, just to put it in the vault. You're going to make an assessment of all 18 clubs, and we'll lock that up, and we might revisit it. Well, we will revisit it a little bit later on, depending on what happens, Terry.
Yeah, Dwayne, look, I thought for the last show, I didn't want to come on and speculate about, what might happen and what mightn't happen and, what's going to happen with the finances. I thought, gee, let's just talk some pure footy and, where are the clubs at? We will get them back at some stage. We've seen them all over the summer. We saw them in round one. So, I just got to the stage where I thought, last show, I'm going to put myself out there and sort of say where I expect all the clubs to be by the time that we do get back to playing some football, which I'm sure we will later in the year.
So how are you going to run down them in alphabetical order, or how are you going to do this for me?
Yeah, we might as well just run through them in alphabetical order.
All right.
Over the first nine, first up, and just give you a bit of a feel. Very happy to have the lines open for callers to ring in. Agree with me as much as what they want. Disagree with me as much as what they want. If you think I'm underestimating your side, that's fine. That's what footy chat's all about.
All right, start far away, Adelaide Crows then.
Okay, Adelaide. To me, they look well off the pace. And even though it's going to be a short season, it will be a particularly long season for the Crows.
Brisbane Lions.
The Brisbane Lions, the round one loss was a wake-up call for the Lions. They will be okay, but I'm now not convinced that they are definitely top four material.
Well, okay. Carlton.
Carlton, I think they'll improve marginally, but not enough to satisfy all Blues fans. I'm particularly worried about Charlie Curnow and where he's at.
Yeah, that's a good point you make. Collingwood?
Collingwood, well, for all you Pies fans out there, I know you're desperate for the season to continue. They've got great depth, and they look to be ready for big-time finals again.
1-300-736-736 if you'd like to join us. Terry's just putting these lines in the vault so I can revisit them as sound grabs later in the season and say, hey, Terry, remember what you told me on March 31? Now, I'm glad you didn't tell me this tomorrow because I would have. You could have weaved in a couple of April Fool's Day ones. Essendon.
Exactly.
Where is Essendon?
Essendon, I don't think they have the potency to play finals. They're more organised this season, but they may not just be good enough.
Fremantle?
Too inexperienced to contend. This is a journey they're on, and they have lost too many experienced players equals bottom four.
And we're going to take a break, but Geelong before the break, Terry.
Yeah, I thought their round one effort was better than some rated it. They're not a premiership threat to me, but I'm not giving up on them.
Okay, Terry Wallace with me for Duncan Thompson Extensions from concept to completion, duncanthompson.com.au. We're passionate about quality workmanship and design. Terry, sticking around, we'll go through the other teams after the break and take a couple of your calls. 1-300-736-736.
Robot Building Supplies. They've got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Well, I called for your requests as play on pump up songs for you and put your name to them. I didn't realise we had so many heavy metal fans listening to this program. That was Pantera. Cemetery Gates, requested by Giddo in Gisborne. Keep your requests coming, heavy metal or not. 0433981116, and we'll use them as play-ons. Terry Wallace is with me for Duncan Thompson Extensions. Read out a few of your texts that aren't song requests, and then I'll read a few of your song requests out a little later. Can't play footy in Queensland or WA or SA over summer. Too hot. Murph. I reckon you probably could if you played night games. It probably you'd be able to get away with it. Matt from Gisborne wants Midnight Oars Hercules. We played that for you earlier. Matt, you must have been off air a little earlier, unfortunately. You didn't hear it. Dwayne, I'd like to thank Terry again. So there's been a few coming through thanking Terry on. Here's a text that's just come through. Hey, Dad, hurry up and finish your show. I'm bored. That's from my daughter in the lounge room. So thanks for that, Summer. about that. When I asked for text, Terry, the texts end up coming. I didn't realise she was listening to me from the lounge. The other clubs we haven't got to yet. We got to Geelong at last count. Yep. Next on the list, I'm trying to think of what the next one is alphabetically, a Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's Gold Coast, Dwayne, and you're probably fairly fortunate because I don't think my kids would even know that I was on the radio, so at least they're keeping up with something that you're doing. So the Gold Coast Suns could not have been more disappointing in round one after a promising summer. They are in for pain again.
The Giants.
The GWS Giants next on the list, on a mission to show that the grand final was an aberration, perfect age bracket, and will be a massive contender.
I'm looking forward to the next one to find out what you think of Hawthorn. But Trout from Wood End's giving us a call. Welcome to you, Trout. Wow, thanks for
Hello, Trout.
Hello, Trout. Yeah, he's gone. Hawthorn, Terry.
Once again, I've underestimated this squad. Round one was comprehensive, and they have my attention as a potential finalist.
Yeah, he's done it again, Clarko. Maybe it's only a small sample size, but they were impressive. Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm just going back on them. Why they're impressive, too, is all the blokes that you want to see stand up, stood up. So, you know, Wingard was really good first up. Scully looks like his body's right. Patton looks like he's going to really fit in there. So, yeah, all the parts of the jigsaw that we sort of didn't know over summer, round one, they were all absolutely humming along. So I thought that was a really pleasing sign. I thought Frost fitted in really well with them two down back. So, some pretty positive signs from the Hawks first up. Melbourne, I'm not convinced they have the class to play finals. Not worried about the round one result, obviously over in Perth, but I'm not with them.
North Melbourne?
North Melbourne, excellent morale-boosting first-up win. If you are off your game an inch, they will beat you. Honest, but not quite good enough.
Port Adelaide?
On a mission to play finals and in the mix. My jury is still out on them, and I'll watch them with interest.
Richmond?
Solid summer, and just did what they needed to do in round one. If we get back to play, back-to-back is within their grasp.
Take a couple of calls. 1-300-736-736 is the number. Terry Wallace is with me, just giving us a little bit of stuff to put in the vault so I can revisit it a little bit later on this season and bring out the soundbite to have him stick to it. And if we do get some footy back, revisit. Terry, who are we up to, by the way?
Kilda is our next one. This new team played like rock stars in round one. They have more speed, skill and depth, no doubt. But it may just take a little while to get the whole thing together and get the mix together.
Sydney.
Really solid victory round one. Might be marginally better than what I first expected, but I cannot see them playing finals.
West Coast Eagles.
West Coast, one of the major contenders if we get back to play. They stuffed up a genuine opportunity last year and are good enough to make up for it.
And Western Bulldogs?
The most disappointing team of round one, in my opinion. They can recover, but they're not yet a premiership threat.
Terry Wallace for Duncan Thompson Holmes. Terry, before I let you go for a jog with the Kangaroos, I noticed your video yesterday. You got did your pool need a clean?
The pool's sort of got that a look of it that's a river. Sort of like, so the pebbles are a river, so it's not that blue, crystal blue sort of look. It's more rural and regional sort of look, mate. So that's the way we run with it out there, sticks out here in Kangaroo Ground, right?
And that's that backyard that you've got there. How many, that's like 1,000 hectares out there, is it? Just scrubland?
22 acres. So there's always something to do. So even though I might not be around for 4 or 5 months, plenty of lawns to be done.
What's the minimum we need to have a legitimate season without... I know it's going to be different anyway, but to have a season when it's decided at the end of it, we can say, OK, we're happy with that. It was fair, it was a good result, and that's a legitimate premier we've got from it. I mentioned the fact that I think that coming from AFL House, there's a feeling that we need 17 games per team to make it a real and legitimate season. And in 93, we only had 20 games, so only 3 games more than 17. And we don't see the 93 win by the Baby Bombers as not being the same as a 22-game season premiership, which we have had just about every other season in the last 5 decades.
Yeah, well, even in the VFL days, we only played the 18 games anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, there has been changes. Look, everyone will have a different opinion on this. I'm comfortable with anything over 11 and a legitimate finals series. I wouldn't like 11 and just, you know, having you know, the top of the ladder, like the EPL sort of, you know, being nominated as your premier. You've got to have your finals, legitimate final series. But once we get up past 11, I'm comfortable with that being considered as a legit season.
And Gil McLachlan today with Gerard Whateley said that we'll go into this with 18 teams and come out of it with 18. For those people who didn't hear that earlier today, here's Gil McLachlan.
That's our commitment. We'll going into this with 18 clubs and we'll come out with 18 clubs. That's our commitment over the next 4, 6, 8, 10 months, whatever it looks like, that we will have the same structure at the elite level.
So do you want fans, regardless of who they barrack for, to hear you and go, my team will be there?
Yeah, I do. And I want them to know that's going to, you know, that's the total focus. That they can go into this period. I don't want them speculating about all that stuff. I want them to go and be knowing 18 clubs are going into this hiatus and 18 clubs will come out.
What did you make of that, Terry?
Yeah, I listened to the whole interview this morning. First up, I think he's doing an absolutely magnificent job. When it was all crumbling around a week ago, he looked like he was under a heck of a lot of stress. And I think he's come through that period of time, obviously got the banks Banks on board, and I just think he's done a magnificent job. We've got so many great people in football. We're in great hands. I mean, you go through all the CEOs that have been speaking on SEN over a period of time and their empathy for their workers and what they'll be prepared to do to get their clubs in particular. But the AFL, I think, have done a fantastic job as well. And look, we'll come through it. In what guise or what form, we all don't know. But I think, we will come through all this and get out the other side. And for people that are doing it hard out there as well, Dwayne, I mean, it is down times, and I suppose in my industry, you get the sack, you've got to get up, you've got to go again. And I think you get more resilient as you go through that. But you've got to have some people out there that this is the first time they've hit a real hurdle in their lives. And all I can sort of say to them is that it's how you handle the down times that make you the person. So, stick in there, work through it as hard and as difficult as what it is. It'll make you a more resilient person coming out the other side.
And second-tier footy, Terry, where is second-tier and third-tier and country league footy going to go here? Do you think that country kind of needs their footy club? Country towns live through their footy club in some respects. It would be disappointing if we didn't get some sort of footy in country leagues and second-tier leagues late this year. Do you think country leagues could try and organise their own sort of mini competition, even a knockout comp, if they only get 2 months away?
Yeah, look, I think it's so important for the regions. I think the one thing that this will do is it'll make it certainly become far more amateur than what it had been of recent times. I mean, the money just won't be around to be pouring in for local players to be jumping from club to club as much as what it had been in the past. So I think that'll be the big impact. So it will impact some sort of let's call it semi-pro players who like to stack up their income by being able to have their game of football, whether they've come from VFL level or AFL level in that fact and gone back to play in those country and metropolitan areas, that'll be a lot more difficult, I would think. But the regional areas plus the local community footy, it is about community. And, I think the football club is just an enormous part of that, having sort of travelled around to so many of those areas over the years.
So what do you think will happen to the VFL? Do you think all the current VFL teams will come back in some way, shape or form? Or do you think that's going to be just totally revamped? And do you think an AFL list can just carry 30 to 35 players and just keep dipping into the VFL, even if they don't have an alignment team?
I think it'll be revamped. I mean, obviously it looks like the numbers are going to come down from the AFL list point of view, so that'll put more emphasis and more pressure on the VFL clubs, to find their own players rather than being stocked or stacked up by the AFL. Clearly, those who have got their own side, the AFL teams have got their own side, the VFL, they'll get through it and they'll find a way. I think it'll put some real pressure on those standalone clubs. A couple of the bigger ones may be able to sort of work their way through it because they'll have benefactors that are strong enough and companies that are in those regions that'll be strong enough to assist them once we get through. But a couple of the smaller VFL clubs, we've seen so many of the old VFA clubs over a period that just, and I played with one of them with a camp club, which is no longer in existence. They'll have a catch-up, once every few years for a premiership reunion or something of those sort of likes, but the club's defunct. And I fear that might be the case for a couple of those smaller VFL clubs as well.
Yeah, the repercussions are going to be felt right throughout, as we've talked about a bit, but I think it's going to get talked about a bit more. We've concentrated on the what might happens with the AFL world, but we haven't really given the country leagues and the local footy a thought. But all of a sudden, with the demise of the Northern Blues, and at least Casey and Box Hill are going to stay aligned to Melbourne and Hawthorn, but we could see the demise of a few more clubs as the fallout continues. Terry, and enjoy running with the Kangaroos, and I can't wait to get you back on in, let's say July, when this all starts up again. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, Dwayne, and as I said to everyone out there, stay safe, and the next time we speak, that'll be when footy's back.
Look forward to it, Terry. I can see it now. 1-300-736-736, the great Terry Wallace joining me. Your calls, 1-300-736-736 is the number. Terry Wallace was with me for Duncan Thompson Extensions. By the way, Macca's recognises those in the healthcare system that are working tirelessly to look after each of us and our loved ones at the moment. So to say thanks, Macca's are shouting any healthcare workers a free small McCafe hot drink or medium soft drink until the 17th of May. Take some more of your calls after the break and read out a few of your speckled texts as well. And Bob and Andy, not far away as well, a half an hour from joining you.